Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليكم everyone. This is Martha Naila Abdullah. I'm your host tonight for Community Developmental Stages. It's a pleasure to be here with you, and we had a little snafu that we have to come in at this hour. But nonetheless, the materials are the same. We're going to be starting with Surah Ankabut, as well as Surah Zumar, inshallah. So let's begin, all right? One moment here. As we wanted to share from Surah Ankabut, and that was where we were last week, where we said, do we think the second ayat, do you think you'll be left alone on saying, I believe, and not be tested? And it is, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I'm saying, seek refuge with Almighty God from the shaitan, the rejected enemy of all of mankind. And with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. okay, with Allah's name, the Merciful Redeemer, we're saying that Allah is the Merciful Redeemer, Merciful Benefactor, Merciful Redeemer. Excuse me. Let me go straight to the surah here. I apologize. Coming in. Let's see here. Surah Ankabut. Silence there. Okay. All right. On the first ayah here, Alif Lam Mim. Ahasiba nasu an yutraku an yakulu amana وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ Alif Lam Mim. Do men think, or mankind, that they will be left alone on saying, we believe, and that they will not be tested? And as we went through that last week, this week we want to go to Surah Zumar, that's the 30, Ankabut is the 29th surah, and Zumar is the 39th surah or chapter, all right? And remember, this is on community developmental stages. Surah Zumar. Okay, this is Yusuf Ali's translation as well, everyone. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تنزيل الكتاب من الله العزيز الحكيم The revelation of this book is from Allah, the exalted in power, full of wisdom. إنا أنزلنا إليك الكتاب بالحق فاعبد الله مخلصا له الدين Verily it is we who have revealed the book in you, in truth, to you, in truth. So serve Allah, offering him sincere devotion. Allahillahi dinud khalisu waladina attakhadu min tuni awliya ma na'buduhum illa liyuqarribuna illa lahi zulfa inna allaha yahkumu baynahum fima hum fihi يختلفون إن الله لا يهدي من هو كاذب كفار Is it not to Allah that sincere devotion is due? But those who take for protectors other than Allah say, we only serve them in order that they may bring us nearer to Allah. Truly, Allah will judge between them and what in that wherein they differ. But Allah guides not such as are false and ungrateful. Sadaqallahu azim. And thank you for bearing with me through that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive me for my errors, not intentional, but yet errors nonetheless. But the message is what we're striving to hear. And first, as we read from Surah Ankabut in 29:1-2, that do we think that we'd be left alone on saying we believe and not be tested? And then here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is letting us know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that revealed, sent the message down to, that this revelation is from Allah. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. And then that this revelation was revealed in truth to, and what is understood here is to Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he has been noted as the Quran walking. So we take that as not being stated, but understood, and the offering that so serve Allah, the Prophet, serve Allah, and all of the believers, followers, giving our sincere devotion and not thinking that we need something else in between. That's where we're going to go tonight, that we find ourselves having looking for a mediator or some mediation in between to actually get nearer to Allah. Like what would be an example? Like, I have to drink something in order to really feel the presence of Allah. Or I have to, and even when we do ablution or ghusl, that it is not that we're going to be nearer, because our nearerness is through our remembrance of Allah. It is that out of our sincerity that we go through this devotional process, it is not that it will take us closer to Allah. Being clean is something, but it is not that cleanliness is going to get us nearer. It is our remembrance and the pureness in our thinking that is going to get us nearer or keep us nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I just want to drive that home, inshallah, that is where we are, that our devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is far more referring to our obedience, our intentional obedience, and how we can connect with the Almighty by being pure in thought, being sincere in thought, and having that understanding that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that we should serve, nothing else. Let me go to a public service announcement. And inshallah, when we return, if you have any comments you'd like to share, we ask you to tap one, press one on your phone, and we'll open your mic. All right. Let's see. I have a slowness on my, I'm not going to tell you that. We're here together. Praise be to Almighty God. It is a beautiful, beautiful night. I'm really out in the open. Perhaps you can hear the background traffic, but I'm out in the open enjoying this breeze. How you doing? All right. Enjoying this breeze because we've been feeling so much peace, but it is just a blessing. We want to remind you that next Saturday, the 19th, 2 to 4 p.m., we'll be having the think tank, CWSC, Straight to the Point National Town Hall, and it will be the think tank facilitated by Imam Wali Ayub Bilal of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and it will be to connect with those who are ready to act, and whatever he brings forth, inshallah, and get us into the conversation, and whatever it is that we're connecting ourselves with. We want to remind ourselves to be present. And if you have not received the Zoom information, if you're wanting to be on Zoom, otherwise there's phone number information that you can that's part of the Zoom that you can participate, all right? If we have not sent it to you, we need your email then. Please intentionally send your email, info@cwsc.us, all right? That's info@cwsc.us. Now we're going to go to our public service announcement. Thank you for being here with me, hanging in there.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Edward Willis, advisor at Graceline Community, asking you to join me in supporting community-wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. Make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or phone in your pledge to 910-317-0297. Again, make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or by phone at 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake the world. Thank you.
Join us live every Wednesday morning from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with host Naima Latif and yours truly, Imam Kareem Hamid, presenting The Female Solution. We look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum.
The peace be on you. Assalamu alaikum. My name is Omar Shakir, and I'm resident imam of Masjid Bilal Ibn Rabah in San Antonio, Texas. And I would like to invite you every first Sunday from 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time to join us for our class where we're dealing with the subject matter of the basics in Islam. We are excited about this program, even if we're new Muslims or Muslims have been in the faith for many, many years. It is a wonderful opportunity to learn and understand this beautiful way of life. We also connected with various insights from the tafsir of Imam Waliduddin Muhammad radiallahu anhu, and we all explain its practical application. We look forward to being with you on every first Sunday of the month, where we would deal with the basics of Islam. The peace be on you. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Join us each and every Sunday from 5 to 7 Eastern Standard Time and 4 to 6 Central Standard Time for the broadcast of the contemplations of Imam Waliduddin Muhammad, sharing his insights, his wisdom, and his knowledge here on America Muslim 360, utilizing the books edited by Brother Morocco, Brother Ghani, and Brother Ronald B. Shaheed. So we look forward to your presence as we share the insight, the logic, and the thinking of our beloved Imam Waliduddin Muhammad here on America Muslim 360 on a myriad of subject matter. We look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum.
God's peace be upon you. This is Muhammad Sharif. As we know, everything begins with the seed. Rain International is world leader in seed nutrition and the first to market seed-based products. Our flagship product is called Soul, S-O-U-L. The main ingredient is the black cumin seed. Here are a few reasons to drink Soul. Supports a healthy immune system. Give a body the boost to stay healthy and strong. Improve indigestion. Decrease infection. Remove inflammation and other benefits. This is an opportunity to improve your health and increase your wealth. Please call or text me at 914-434-375. Please join me in supporting CWSC, the Community-Wide Shura Conference and AM 360, in remaking the world into a better place. We support the 50-year human family planning and look forward to doing business with you. Our website is raininternational.com. We are available at any time. Please call this number, 914-434-3275. Thank you.
All right, and we're back, dear listeners. And I'd like to hear from you as I want to use the word, this is Martha Nyla with Community Developmental Stages. I use the words, man gets what he strives for, or mankind gets what he strives for, or we get what we strive for, and how necessary that is now, for us to really take to heart. And in the midst of everything going on, it's almost like we have to put on blinders so that we can continue to make a difference while devastations are occurring. And we know that it's occurring. But we have to still, for those of us who are able to still move forward, we have to still move forward. And don't you liken that to the war? I apologize for having to use that example, but war, when a soldier is fallen, we have a fallen soldier, that the others have to still, oh, Lord, let me compose myself here, because the others still have to move on. Otherwise, the soldier, the fallen soldier's fight would be in vain if we all stopped and became engulfed with the falling of that soldier. The impetus should be on the soldier's intent for being in the war. And so the intent for us being in this war and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us, to guide us, to give us what we need, then one of us falls, by all means, keep pushing forward. No matter who it is, keep pushing forward with those who are still left standing. MashaAllah. You know, and it's not a morbid thought. It's not an unempathetic thought, but it is a necessary progress thought. So share with me your thoughts on that as we speak about it, that we, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the comfort in knowing that Allah has revealed everything that comes to our consciousness now. It is like we're reading another page of the book. Allah is the one that has created that and revealed it, is the one revealing it. And he revealed it to the prophet, praise and peace be upon him, so that the exemplification of how to carry self, how to function in certain instances, is there for the, as an example to all of us as humanity. And then how we are to exercise our strength, cry if we have to, but don't let it stop us in our tracks. Don't let us abort the mission, all right? And the mission is to be a complete servant of Almighty God. So you hear the call, you see your duty, attend to it. And it will be in the way of good. It will be in the way of progress. The Imam spoke earlier this afternoon about Mother Nature. We are in the womb. We're being nurtured. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is strengthening us where we need the strength. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is guiding us with creation around us, teaching us, showing us how to be engaged with creation, how to appreciate creation, how to appreciate the shade of a tree, how to appreciate the ground that we have bare feet. We sometimes have to put our feet on the ground, or we have to put our feet in the soil and connect with it health-wise. And we have to take a deep breath, and we have to appreciate the coolness, appreciate the warmth, appreciate the day, appreciate the night, appreciate everything in creation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. The rain, the wet, when it's hot, stymy, that rain feels good. Appreciate the services that are devised from studying creation, building of a home, building of a car, a transportation system, a service system. This is community life. It is designed around for the human being. So we show our appreciation and we improve upon it every day, not out of greed, not out of selfishness, but out of the mere ability and the capabilities and the appreciation of those abilities and capabilities and being a servant of Almighty God. So please press 1 on your phone. Let's see if anyone has pressed 1. I'm loving this because it is prayerfully, it is giving us, there we are, okay. And, you know, perhaps because we started late, you're my only, listener right now by way of the studio, Imam Kareem Hamid, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. I had called in earlier, and then it just shut down. I said, well, I'll wait a minute, because knowing Martha, she's going to be on there this evening, you know. And I decided to hear you.
And I was giving a training to our dear Imam, Abdul Shaheed, Imam, that's our new host that's coming on, the husband of Layla Muhammad.
Yes, praise the Allah.
So he's coming on. So he was getting, he was getting some other training, and I was sharing with him, and I looked at the time. I'm going, oh, I'm supposed to be on. And then we experienced together what happens when you're not in the seat on time. It will close it down. And so he got that experience that you delete it and you recreate it. Yes.
It happens to all of us.
I mean.
You know, when you were speaking earlier about striving for something, and, you know, I know Allah says to us, man can only have that for which he consciously strives for, and his striving shall materialize. Now, we need to to look at that critically, not just say, oh, well, all right, Allah, fine, all right. You know, when we are on a journey and we're going somewhere and we reach that destination, it is possible that Allah removed an obstacle that was on that path. I'm not aware of it, but he removed an obstacle that would have prevented me from reaching my destination. And I won't know that that's just Allah's mercy. At the same time, when we desire a thing and we're putting forth effort to get it, it's possible that Allah will deny you your result that you are looking for, because Allah knows and we know not. He knows that you are not ready for that. Or if you achieve that, it will have a negative effect and a negative consequence in your life. So he denies you that thing. That is mercy also. You know, let's say whatever it is. Let's say I want a very expensive car, a Rolls Royce, a Bentley, whatever, and I'm working trying to get it. Well, Allah knows, Kareem, you know you can't afford that. You can't even afford a spare tire for that car. You are going to just put yourself in a very bad situation and circumstance. You know, and then then Allah denies you that thing because he know and we know not. Sometimes our desires for a thing exceeds our ability to truly manage that thing, and he will deny you that. That is his mercy. So that, as we say, I think we need to realize that, because Allah says man can only have that for which he consciously strives for, and his striving shall materialize. Now listen, let's look closely at what Allah is saying here. He's not, here's another way of looking at that. He's not saying that you will actually obtain that material thing. He's saying, listen carefully, your striving shall materialize. So what is present? What is present is my ability to strive. Is my ability to, the striving has materialized. The efforts have materialized. But Allah, in his mercy, he may know that, no, if I grant you that, it's going to send you to hell. You know what I'm saying? So I know that to be true because, you know, Allah does not want pain and suffering for us. So sometimes he will deny a thing that we have formed in our mind that we want. Say, no, this will destroy you, Kareem. So I just wanted to share that. Allah is very merciful, and he's not a drive-through window that we pull up and order something and get it. Sometimes
I have a question of you, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question. Okay, now what did it mean when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and was it speaking to the Prophet or was it to the Jewish people when it says you're denying yourself of that which I have made available to you?
Mm-hmm.
Uh huh. Perhaps that which you think is good for you is not good, and that which you think is harmful for you is good. I guess your heart will tell you the difference, or your mind.
No. That's speaking to the point that I'm making, you know, that it's possible for you to see a thing and think that it is good for you and desire that thing, when in actuality, if you achieve that thing, it'll put you in hell. It'll put you in hell. So we using our vision, our desires, and our wants, we may desire things that's not beneficial. It looks good. It looks so good, and I really want that. But for you, Kareem, I know that if you achieve that, it's going to cause hell in your life. I know
you
better than you know yourself, Kareem.
Uh-huh.
That's only a perspective. Crazy. There are many perspectives to look at in surrounding this topic. That yes, we may judge a thing as good, and it can be bad for us. And we can judge a thing as bad, and it can be good and beneficial for us.
And how do we, I guess, no one can tell you, when when the decision is to be made, when you're doing just the opposite, you just, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will prepare you for whichever way you're supposed to take it.
You know, Allah has given us choices and free will. He has given us choices. And we have to watch our desires. You know, someone else can have a Rolls Royce, Bentley or something. Oh, and they are managing it well. You know, they are doing well with it. But for some of us, if we got that, it might blow our heads up. It might take us off of the mustaqim. We may become arrogant.
Mm-hmm.
We may become haughty. Look at my car. Oh, boy, just look at my car. Look at my car. Look at my car. Look at my... Allah knows us. And sometimes we're not prepared at that particular time for that thing. You may be prepared for it later. But at this time in your life, if you obtain that, I know you. Allah knows us. Allah knows me. He knows me at this very second. He knows me. So he may deny me a desire that I want because he knows that it may bring harm to me. So Allah will deny, out of his mercy, praise be to Allah, he will deny me that thing. Maybe later on, when I'm more grounded, when I'm more stable, when I'm more ready to handle that thing, then that end result may be different, but Allah knows us. Like you're hearing people say, reparations, reparations, reparations. We want reparations, mm-hmm. reparations, reparations. Mm-hmm. Now, Allah has given us the ability, through the mercy of the glorious Quran, to make judgments. To make judgments. People say, no, don't judge lest you be judged. Well, Allah reveals revelation so that we can make educated, logical judgments. Can you imagine with the mindset that the majority, I have to say this all the time, there are people that can handle. There are people that can handle. So this is not a general statement. But look at our lives right now. Look at us as a race of people in this country.
Uh-huh.
Look at our behavior. And look at how we aren't even managing what we have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, appreciate showing our appreciation for some things and not for others.
If you want to wipe out the African-American community, dump a lot of cash on them. Hennessy will receive a windfall. We've had the Asians, they would receive a windfall from that because of our moral behavior. It may kill us to get that much money. Now, if you are foolish prior to and the money is given, now you can finance your foolishness more. Do you understand what I'm saying? I hope I'm clear here.
Yes, and I'm wondering, I'm wondering on, and I have to say that I agree from, because neighborhood, from neighborhood to neighborhood, if we're still in the dilemma of saying that we have the impoverished, more so impoverished neighborhoods, we have more so in prison, we have more so unmarried individuals parenting children, trying to parent children, and then we have streetwalkers. And so when we look at it all, and then if all those individuals are part of the receiving of the dollars, money, and then not to mention those that are in home that are in so much debt that they're just going from as my mom would say, taking from Peter to pay Paul as a regular, then yes, you're right. The example we can go to is how many television sets they say they sold when the stimulus came through. Yeah. That was an example right there.
And did
individuals through that time period, did they save their rent dollars or save the dollars to go into a home even? Did they do that with their stimulus?
Anything. You know, it is known that our consumer dollars is equal to the seventh largest economy on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
The money that passed through us is comparable to the seventh largest nation and economy on this earth. None of this stops.
As Adam would say.
None of this stops.
As Adam.
As Adam
would say.
So Allah may be denying that because he knows this will destroy these foolish people. Martha?
I'm here. And at the same time, I was saying, too, as Adam said, you can't owe yourself into wealth.
No. So Allah denies a thing because he knows if you achieve that will really put you in a bad situation. No matter how much you keep out. Out of his mercy, he denies you that thing because he knows you cannot handle it. You are not ready yet. So when we hear that man can only have that for which he consciously strives for, and his striving shall materialize, we need to look at that from many angles, from many perspectives. If it is good, and it will benefit you and others, I'm quite sure he grants that. But if you're desiring something that you are not ready for, you know, my sister owns a large, beautiful home. I would call it a Mac mansion. Big, beautiful home. Three-bedroom, all this wide open space and all of that. And we, at our last family reunion, she mentioned her passing.
Mm-hmm.
And she would like to will me her home. I said, Sylvia, I thought you loved me.
What?
Why would you place that much of a financial burden on me? She hadn't thought of it like that.
Uh-huh.
The taxes alone. The maintenance and upkeep.
Uh-huh.
So see, thinking from that perspective, some things we're not ready for. Our children inherit debt from us. I'm just saying. So that striving sometimes Allah denies you that thing because Allah knows and we know not.
Well, we're going to go to a public service announcement, and everyone, as you're coming on and you're hearing the discussion, it is around Surah Ankabut that do we think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will leave us on saying it's us, meaning those who believe in Almighty God and the last day as it will go, but and believe in the messengers, believe in the message that was brought, sent to the messengers, and it goes right into Surah, from the 29th Surah to the 39th Surah of Zumar. Ankabut is the 29th, and Zumar is the 39th. And it goes immediately to say that, verifying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that revealed the book and sent it down to upon the Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, and he's the example. And so that we're to strive and maintain, uphold that example. So praise be to Almighty God. So we were speaking in behalf of things that we may, through our own will, I say our selfishness, may think that something is in accordance with what we need or should have, and then it becomes a test for us, right? It becomes a test, and then that test is beyond our capabilities of maintaining it. So we accept what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with, and we show our appreciation for the least of things, so that when we do get that which we can afford, and whatever a great extent it is in our life, but that we are not selfish in the sense that we're showing so much pride and glory in it. In other words, beginning to worship it. And that's what Surah Zumar also recognized, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, that we began to put partners into the association with Almighty God. We're going to take a public service announcement, and if you have any comments, we'd like to hear from you. I'm live out in the open, everyone, so bear with me here, and we'll be right back, God willing. This is the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. This is Community Developmental Stages, and in a little bit, we will be going to Community Buzz, CWSC Community Buzz, and the question is, have you heard? We'll be right back.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Dafrita Hadi, Director of the CWSC Model Community National Resource Directory and host of Al-Islam in Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360 Islamic Radio Station, asking you to join me Saturday evening, 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, to share stimulating Islam.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Dafrita Hadi, host of Al-Islam in Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360, inviting you to join me Saturday evening at our new time, 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, as we continue to share inspiring and thought-provoking Islamic education. Inshallah, I will see you in the lab at our new time, 5 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern, Saturday evening. Assalamu alaikum, and thank you kindly.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Sister Khalida Akbar Abdulaziz, Program Manager for American Muslim 360, inviting you to join us every Wednesday night from 7 to 8 p.m. for Narrative Aspirations. Believe in yourself and you will find a creative innovation that will ease your mind. Educate yourself. What path will you take? Will you be wise in the decisions you make? Set your standards high. Don't settle for less. You have the power to be the best. You will succeed. You have what it takes. Make your intentions and step out on faith. Knowledge is power. wisdom supreme. Success inevitable with a well-balanced routine. Exercise, eat healthy, keep your mind and body pure. You will be amazed at what you endure. Be assertive when it comes to your life, because no one else will do it just right. Unlock the door. You have the keys in yourself. You must believe. Join us again for Narrative Aspirations. When we aspire, we go higher. Each and every Wednesday night from 7 to 8 p.m. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
May the peace and the mercy of Almighty God be upon you. And that we extend on to everyone here in the studio. We thank you for being here. And on this night, Friday night, I believe we are in the month of Safar. And Safar, back in the history, there was a lot of superstition going on, all right, amongst everything else in human history. And as it connects with the calendar, the Hijra calendar, as it come into being, more importance was placed upon the month. And instead of Safar being a time where ones would desert their homes, and you know, Safar, safari, desert, you know, you get those connotations, right? And then we come to realize, instead of ones leaving their homes because they thought, you know, this is a season and certain things, I don't know whether it was rations or food or they just had to migrate to get certain things. Well, life happened to where that did not have to be. And so now, Safar, in and of itself, you don't have to leave physically, but you can, and I'm just taking it myself as a time to really meditate, concentrate on the Almighty and what we have from the Almighty and how we've been blessed. Thank, not count our blessings, but be thankful for our blessings. Thankful for what we have in the midst of our being human, and that is that we have our human self. We have the ability to be productive, to be progressive. And Almighty God Imam Warthi Muhammad Rahimahullah spoke of that today, and saying the mercy of Almighty God be upon him, that he spoke of it today as we played a 1998 commentary where the Imam referenced the brain and how the brain, when it connects with Mother Nature, when it connects with creation, and the first thing is, do we think we will not be tested? Well, we may receive the comfort of Mother Nature, but then in order for us to develop, then we have to be erected. And in order to be erected, then that means we have to be straightened up. There's some things we may think that we can reach out and touch and not get burnt, or not realize that we're going to get burnt until the burn happens, or that we may get cut. We don't realize it until we get cut. We fall. We don't know that we may fall and bruise ourselves until it happens. So the tests are there in our early years, and then the test is there in each stage of development. So that's where we are. But for many of us, we're ready to be productive and progressive. But is it? I'm asking the question. Is it that the habit of not being productive I'm speaking of the whole human family, being productive in first connecting with one another and appreciating each one as being a part of the human family? That's our first step. I mean, we can say, and in that first step, it includes our obedience to the Creator, all right? But then have we just gotten into the habit of not doing, not observing, not recognizing the benefit of getting to know one another as all being a part of the human family? And then our capabilities come after that, what we have to offer, you know, the usefulness of us all. And then from that, progression,
what are we progressing into? So we don't have progression. We have regression, I'm seeing right now. Because the good, if it stands back and allow the not-so-good to take lead, then we're going back into the womb, so to speak. In other words, all that has been developed can be gone overnight. And now the resources that Allah has provided us with will not be gone. But you know when the grass, a rock, let's take a rock for example, and then you pass by it day after day after day, then you start seeing a little algae, greenish color getting over it. Then next thing you know, you see more growth. And so that means we may see it's inactivity from us, but it's not inactivity from creation. Mother Nature is going to cover whatever is there. It's going to, you know, show the sign of protecting it, whatever it is. So if we take heed to Mother Nature in that way and allow ourselves to be groomed, allow ourselves to be not made knowledgeable, and it says in the Imam was reflecting on how that happens from Mother Nature in the womb before Daddy, meaning the intelligence center, takes the skillful steps of applying ourselves after learning a skill, and we say going out into the world. And we're already in the world, but we're going out in a competitive race then. We've already been in the womb to get developed. Now we have to go into the competition for the good, inshallah. So if you have any comments in reference to that, please press 1 on your phone, and we will open your mic, and we thank you for being here with us tonight. Praise be to Almighty God. All right. We're going to go now to what is happening around the globe. Oh, Lord. Okay, hold on here, everyone. Hi, we're all aware of Study Al-Islam that comes on 10 o'clock every Sunday morning right here on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation. Yeah, with Fitra Muhammad from the nation's mosque. She has developed and is executing very well, bringing forth those who are operational in the public and doing the best that they can to make their contribution to society. And so we have now that beautiful platform, Study Al-Islam. And they're always, as every organization, wanting you to connect with them. And the information, if you go to studyalislam.org, all the information will appear. If you have any, and if also ask that if you want to be part of the newsletter, then you send your information in. Again, go to studyalislam.org and follow the page and get the information that you want to comply with to put in your email address and your name, and you then become a part of the newsletter. All right? And, of course, the nation's mosque is there, the Clara. I don't know if you know about the development of the Clara, but let's see if we have some information on that, all right? The Clara at the Nation's Mosque. Clara Apartment. No, that's not the one. Hold on 1 second. This is in Washington, D.C. You know, they have the Clara in San Antonio, Texas. I don't know if this is... it hasn't been noted that it's the same. Okay, we'll see here. The Clara on Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue. Have you seen it, everyone? It says Banneker is the developer of this 85-unit new construction, mixed-income residential and retail project. The project will create active and vibrant retail and residential communities and serve to further the redevelopment of this corridor of southeast Washington, D.C. The project will feature Studio One bedroom, two bedroom. It will feature the studio, then one bedroom, two bedroom, and three bedroom apartments, along with 11,000 square feet of ground floor retail space and underground parking. The property is located less than a mile from the Washington, D.C. line and one block from the Anacostia Metro Station. Okay. So that's down. I'm looking at the picture of it. Beautiful in Washington, D.C. The Banneker Development. Developer, 85 units. All right, let's get some. Who are we? For over a decade, we have been transforming the ideas and visions of our clients into award-winning projects. How can Banneker help you? Now that's on Banneker. Of course, you can tell that I'm out and about here. Let's see, community, fellowship. Okay. If you have any information you'd like to share, please press 1 on your phone and we will open your mic for you to share on CWSC Community Buzz. Have you heard? Every Friday and Sunday, information comes out about the Cleveland, the masjid in Cleveland, Ohio, and in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, for Masjid Allah. And for, and you can go to them anytime on internet to see their times of operation and all the amenities that they provide. If you want us to have your information, send it to info@cwsc.us, and we will send it out to everyone. October, let's see, the date for that was October 13th through the 15th, I believe, here in Orlando, Florida, for the conveners meeting for leaders, imams and leaders, community leaders. It is now to the changed date, the new date, and that date is, what is it, 22nd? Let's see, one moment here. I have it. One moment. That's from Ma'am Omar Shakir, who is part of the, and I'd like to announce that Imam Omar Shakir here is now the Southwest convener. He's been obliged to, be, having been asked to be the convener for the Southwest Division here in the United States. So praise be to Almighty God for his acceptance to be that. We can look for more information about his convening self, inshallah. I will remind you too that that we look forward to next Saturday, 2 to 4 p.m. That's the 19th, wherein we will have the CWSC Straight to the Point National Town Hall Think Tank, and it's for action, action, action. So if you're interested, please, by all means, be present 2 to 4 p.m., inshallah, God willing, that's what I'm saying. Make your thinking be known. Thank you, that's quite all right. You too. Make your thinking be known, and we will gladly hear what your plan, what your suggestions are, and what your plans to participate in the action to make it come into fruition. It is not an overnight thing, we all understand, but there are those that are functioning throughout the country. So we will be informing everyone on what is going on and how we can not have to reinvent the wheel, so to speak, but tie into it. All right? So that's from economic, education, sociocultural avenues, and governance. We look at what is, that is even from the public school arena, what is present, and how we can help, how we can it can become a benefit to those of us who are looking for property to tie in to the schools that are available, and we have a conversation with the area superintendents and the school boards, and began to become a part of that, wherein we can take our programs and put them right into the buildings that are already present, inshallah, become a part of the system that is good. So inshallah, just for an example, here the meetings will begin here at the Tampa Bay area for the next year, next year IFTAR gathering. And what we're adding onto it is our connections with the social agencies. Because our mission, like many organizations, our mission is to make an impact in the improvement area for the human family, and starting with where we live. And so because we have individuals who are part of social agencies delivering services, and their mission, what we want to do is bring them forward, and bring them forward by way of CWSC as well as internally in our local areas. What are the social agencies doing? And so we want to appreciate them, but we want to be of a help, of an assistance, where we don't have to, again, recreate the situation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided avenues. Now we have to see the benefit of them and begin to empower them as the ones who are already there and doing good, and we connect with them and we make it even better. And that way we're accomplishing the goal of our missions, of our organizations, as well as their organizations. Education, again, they're the masajis that have schools, and they've already implemented certain programs. How can we help? Can we go in and merge our programs, talk, and begin to see where we can be of a benefit to a greater or wider circle of the community rather than just to a specific flow of students, inshallah. So if you have any comments to share, I'm getting to this date for October. Let's see if Imam Omar is here. I'm sure he has. Imam DeLacy has the date for the new date. Hold on 1 second here. I want to get back to your screen. Okay. Imam DeLacy, if you have the current date. Yes, sir. Thank you. I know it's in the 20s, yeah. Right? Okay.
Yeah, assalamu alaikum. Yes, announcement though, Imam Hatem did the Jumu'ah prayer here in Melbourne today at the masjid that was located on Florida Avenue. And alhamdulillah, he talked about the unity and the need for Muslim community to be one community, et cetera, et cetera. And he did mention, I spoke with him later, he said the weekend of the 20th of October. So that
okay.
That the weekend of the 20th, I'm not sure what Friday or the 20th was said. But the weekend of the 20th of October.
Yes, and I believe the prior date, was it on a Friday or was it on a Saturday? I'm not a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I think.
Yeah, it's going to be the weekend. So, and do you okay. have a calendar there?
I can bring it up. Hold on.
But alhamdulillah, we enjoyed his football today, and alhamdulillah, we had a very wonderful human dog.
Alhamdulillah. Yeah, dear brother Hatem, he's always,
it's going to be in Orlando as well. So
what's the address?
I don't have the address, but he says it'll be coming out shortly.
I need to look it up. Okay. And that's, Imam, the 20th is a Friday, 21st is a Saturday, 22nd is a Sunday. Okay.
Okay, there you have it.
Praise be to Almighty God. We'll continue to send that information out, as Imam Omar Shakir did send to me a copy of the flyer that I'll be sending out as well over our email base. And inshallah, I have I'm looking at text here, text. And okay, well, when I do get to that particular one that shows, oh, here, Misty. Okay, here it is. And the flyer, everyone, it says 2023 Community Development and Leadership Conference, Progressing and Protecting Our Legacy and Mission. And it will behoove us to not look at our mission, the mission of Masajis, the mission of certain groups that we are connected with. What is their mission? And does it coincide with the mission of you as an individual? We individually have a mission. You know, praise be to Allah. I won't get off into that. But whatever that is, it says progressing, and the Imam pointed out, our brain has to connect with creation. Creation of ourselves and creation outside of ourselves. And once the brain, he said, cannot progress unless we connect. And then the words began to feed our brain. So progressing and protecting our legacy and mission, Orlando, Florida, October 20th through the 22nd. Register now. So we will be sending this out. It's going to be held, the new hotel is Cambria Hotel, Orlando Universal Boulevard, 6801 Visitors Circle, Orlando, Florida. And let me share this too. Orlando has become more of a, you know, you drive down the street and you can, and it's like the whole street is incorporated as part of the whole scenery is identified with the tourism. It's a touristic process. So they're just saying that it's $109 per night for those rooms if you get there. Who should attend? All imams. Say it again. All imams and assistants, community leaders, education, and security leaders. And this is sponsored by the conveners, the conveners of imams. But if you're not an imam of the conveners, you're still an imam. It says all imams. It's being hosted by or sponsored by the conveners of imams. Masjid al-Haq, Orlando, Florida, and the Florida Conference of Muslim Americans. Praise be to Allah. Praise be to Allah, keeping us in the limelight there with our mission to help those less fortunate, impoverished, undereducated, underserved, all of the above and more. So we have dedicated ourselves to whatever we have, there's someone who has less. And then someone may have more material than we, but they have less in their ability to see beyond what they have, and they too are in need, right? They're in need. So praise be to Allah, we can help one another. Imam, you have any comments you want to make beyond that?
No, just wanted to share that we had Imam Hatem here today, and thoroughly enjoyed him. And we look to that October event as well. So, alhamdulillah. And by the way, you were doing your community buzz, and you certainly had some buzzing going on behind you.
I did. You heard it. Oh, I apologize.
That's all right. We're in your program, Community Buzz, huh?
It sure is. And I'm out here with the community. I like to get out and speak and meet and greet and just be in the flow.
Yeah, so you were living up to your mission.
Alhamdulillah. Yeah, you know, it's amazing. Last evening, too, one of the neighbors, I had just made it in, everyone, and one of the neighbors needed to go somewhere. And I said, okay. And this is in a veterans community. So I've been called mom and grandma, even by those older than I am. They say, grandma. But praise be to Almighty God. So this person had to go somewhere for his wife's medicine. And I came right, and you know, on my mind, I kept saying, okay, I better go to Publix and get the withdrawal. And this was after they had closed, but the ATM machine. And so I said, I need to go to Publix. And we were passing. He said, well, there's a 7-Eleven right there. There's Walmart, but Walmart doesn't have an outside thing, ATM. But there's two 7-Elevens we've passed by. I said, yeah. Then there's a bank, Bank of America. Yeah, but it's right next door to Publix. I better go to Publix. So I get there. And, you know, when you're led somewhere, that's where I was led. And lo and behold, there was this young lady, say houseless. Her home, she was okay with herself. It showed all through her facial expression. And I said, you're the reason I had to come to Publix. Oh, praise be to Almighty God. So when it's upon us that we want to share, and I went on to share, and not to make so big on that, but that was between, you know, what I did was that was between her and me. But she was so thankful, and I said, oh, Allah, look at that. I was, you know, I was guided to go there and see her. So praise be to Almighty God. The work that we're doing, we never know the impact that we're making, and not for show and tell and not for so great, because she may never see me again. I mean, they could never see her. But that impact was well within her heart and soul. It may change her life goals, make her turn to what she had probably set as her life goals. And another young lady earlier that day actually told me that my presence in her confused state, she was being tormented by a decision she had made, and she wanted to retract from that decision, and she didn't know what to do. She was really pacing back and forth in the parking lot of another Publix. But and there I am. I'm standing there in my attire, I can only say, you know, that appeared to her to be, she said, and look at you, even you, she said it really angrily. She said, and even you are confirmation that I messed up. I said, really? I didn't know what to say after that. Something just say, just be quiet, because she's dealing with this. It's for her to deal with. And she says, everybody knows I've messed up. Everybody knows. I say, everybody? She said, yeah. I go, okay. I said, well, you know, everything has an answer to it, and you may as well call the person and correct whatever you said to them. That she felt bad because she felt like she was dishonest with them. And I said, that's good that you feel bad about it. But alhamdulillah. So I went on and tended to my own business after that. I just prayed for, you know, that she come to a good conclusion and she relieved her of her stress. But praise be to Almighty God. And I'm sure we all have experiences like that in one way or another. So alhamdulillah. Let me mention Graceline Community, y'all, is meeting weekly on Sundays. If you want to know more about Graceline Community, go to gracelinecommunity.org and make sure that that's still the place to go, because I know once I went there and it was another community called Graceline. Gracelinecommunity.org. And, you know, that's with Edward Willis and Imam Kareem Beya and Amir Wazir and Rabbani Muhammad and Adam Beya. And Nancy Colston, I believe. Let me not give her last name. But Nancy It almost came to me. And many others that are Aaron Khan that are working with the efforts, in the efforts of presenting a credit union. And the work, I tell you, that it takes to bring that forth, they are being very diligent with attending to it, whatever is needed. So do give your support by going to Graceline, let me put it here, GracelineCommunity.org, and you will love their website. Yes, GracelineCommunity.org, and you see what they have there. Free registration for their upcoming 2023 workshops. The workshop 091, Strategies for Growing Wealth, Investing for Beginners, is a syllabus overview. They are serious, y'all. And it reads about the Surah 2877. Don't forget your share of the Dunya, the Wealth, Quran, Yusuf Ali translation. And then go on. And Imam Khalid Ukda of Washington, D.C. as well. And Imam Fahim Shuaib has given a comment. He said, we can only accept information equal to our emotional state. Our behavior is the evidence of what we really believe. When you ask what your share is, it's whatever you can get without getting off the path. Fahim Shuaib. And last Friday's khutbah, I believe that he presented, was talking about the mustaqim and how you want to stay on the path. That means the path directed for you in the way of good. They have,
so,
let's
so
see, the
now,
number one rule.
Sorry to interrupt. Could you please mute me so I don't want to make some noise here?
Okay. Yes, sir. Hold on here. Let's see. I'll get back to my screen here and mute you. I will. There you are. All righty, ma'am. You hear it muted, and now you can press 1 if you like. All right. And let's see here. Going back to our information. Let's go. Oh, and let me share with this to you. This is network in the Imam who presented on Study Al-Islam. Let's see here. Oh. I want to say the Inner Network, Inner Muslim Network. I think it is. I can't get to it right now, but we always send information if you get it. And we're learning that many of you are receiving so much from CWSC. If it's crowding your email, that's not our intent, is to overcrowd your email, is to help you stay aware. But should that happen, please just go ahead and delete. Rather than us delete you from our email. But for those who we have to do so, we will do so. Okay, this is Friday the 18th, Jumma Mubarak, from the Milwaukee Islamic Dawah Center. Safar 2nd. So we are in the month of Safar, 1445 AH. Says their prayer times, they start at 1 p.m., and they will do the prayer by 1:30, God willing. The Quran quote of the day, whatever is in the heavens and on earth does declare the praises and glory of Allah, the Sovereign, the Holy One, the Exalted in Might, the Wise. It is he who has sent amongst the unlettered a messenger from among themselves to rehearse to them his signs, to sanctify them, and to instruct them in scripture and wisdom, although they have been before in manifest error, as well as to confer all of these benefits upon others of them who have not already joined them, and he is exalted in might, wise, such as the bounty of Allah, which he bestows on whom he will, and Allah is the Lord of the highest bounty. Quran, Surah Jumu'ah, that's the 62nd Surah, 1 through for community events. They put kids, I like to say children, art classes. Learn painting techniques and styles from art enthusiast Iman Mir, Saturday, August 19, 2023, 12 to 1:30 p.m. That's Milwaukee Islamic Dawah Center. And they have Student Weekend Academy, student registration that started today, August 18th, the registration dates. So they're doing it August 18th, 19th, 20th, then the 25th, 26th, 27th, all right? That's in the Milwaukee Islamic Weekend Academy, and I believe that's in person. There has been a change to our uniform policy, so yes, that means they're in person, everyone. It's not online. And it says, welcome back, purification of the heart, Tazkiyah retreat for sisters, August 31st through September the 4th. That's in Paynesville, Paynesville, Minnesota. That's August 31st. So that's 2 weeks from now through the September 4th. And the address is 15752 Cole Road. Cole is C-O. Cole Road 181. County Road. I'm figuring it out. County Road 181, Paynesville, Minnesota. Dr. S.H. Haifa Yunus. And the phone number here, phone number, contact, oh, this is Joe Cardenas. That's with the freelance translator, English translator, from Somali to English. I don't see a phone number for the sisters' retreat. Let's see, maybe for the masjid itself. Hold on, let me get down. They have a bazaar. They have water fun. That's August 18th. That was today from 4 to 6:30 p.m. And you can dial 414-329 if you know anyone in the area, or you may be visiting that area. Maybe you want to partake in visiting the masjid there, the Dawah Center. By all means, dial again 414-455-8329. Or let's see, the Islamic Dawah Center is 414-462-1998. Like them on their Facebook page. So go to Facebook and any of the Muslim communities you want to like them. Definitely like Community Wise Shura. All right. Definitely go to your Facebook page and like Community Wide Shura Conference. Asana. Asana is, let's see. Oh, let's see. That's creating a task. New members. Okay. That's something else. Asana. A link to something else. Okay. There's one particular masjid I'm trying to think of here. It just came in this week. Okay, so for the 2024 iftar dinner planning, the first meeting is on August. No, I'm wrong. Let's see. What is boom 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 boom. August 23rd, yes, August 23rd, 10 a.m. at the Coliseum. And the Coliseum is, that's reminding you, it's not at the City Hall, but those who will be attending, it's at the Coliseum, and the Coliseum address, I believe it's 445, 500 4th Avenue North, St. Pete, Florida. If you want any more information, you can dial Imam Kareem Ali, Abdul Karim Ali. Number is 727-560-2567. Again, 727-560-2567. If you have any questions about 2024 iftar dinner and the preparation for that, all the activities, preparing for the activities centered around the iftar and who the guest speaker. If you have any recommendation for a guest speaker, please by all means, again, dial 727-560-2567. All right. I want to share with you, unfortunately, there are mishaps happening even in our brother, sister, in the human family of faith. And this is with the Christian community, actually the New Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church. My mother happens to be my mother, but the membership of New Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church have experienced their church being their church being stolen from them. Let's put it that way. So they have formed a GoFundMe page, and that GoFundMe page, if you go to GoFundMe from the internet and you type in GoFundMe, once you get to GoFundMe, there's a search box, and you type in, begin typing, pay attorney fees. Once you type in that, a church is going to pop up, New Jerusalem. You'll see Flora Latham's name down as the organizer, and you can follow suit with whatever your heart desires. All right? That is our connecting with the community, everyone. We're here to help one another. And apparently they have, unfortunately, become victims of someone who misused their trust, violated their trust, sold the church to another religious group, and have spent the money from what they received out of fraud. And now court proceedings has taken place. And so the older church members are now having to, and they've connected, those older members have connected, and they're looking for all help they can get to maintain, to get their church back. They've maintained their records of being current with the state, but unfortunately other records were changed in order to incorporate selling the church to someone else. So inshallah, whatever we can do to help that, again, go to GoFundMe and type in the search box, pay attorney fees, and you will see the church, New Jerusalem, pop up. And Flora, as long as you see Flora Latham's name there as organizer, then you're on the right page. All right? We're going to be reaching out to the Florida East Coast Baptist Association as well, and perhaps we'll have a representative to share with us how often does this happen. I know it's happening with the Muslim community, with the Muslim, us here with in association with leadership of Imam Worthy Muhammad. How often has that happened, that we've been the builders of, leaders of, in leading a congregation, a group, you know, our membership and what have you in a community, and then someone comes in, and before you know it, they are now ruling, taking over, showing that they are the ones that built that building and prepared it in the midst of the community. And so it's not right, but what do you do? Even though they had their incorporated papers all together, it still happened. And likewise, we have our incorporated papers together, but we have to stand guard. I'm glad that this the conveners are coming together to have this, not just a discussion, but to see, and the survey is going out, everyone. If you haven't received the survey from the conveners about for strategic planning as well, as CWSC has established strategic planning for the Human Family Strategic Planning Initiative, so have the conveners established it for the community of the your attending Massachusetts. All right? I'm sure it has further plans, but the first step is finding out where you are, how you are, who you are, what you're doing with where you are.
very good strategy. And so, inshallah, I intend to still finish it, but I'm giving good attention to the questions that are on it. If you have any questions, please press 1, and we'll open your mic as we're approaching 15 minutes and that's left in our hour here. We'll continue on sharing with you. If you or anyone you know of wanting to be able to be a participant with a CWSC office and the bookstore, if you go to our page, cwsc.us, and you click on the bookstore, it needs someone to maintain it. And if you're one interested in doing that, please, by all means, let us know. Send an email with your interest in being the maintainer of the bookstore. That's CWSC, dial 910-317-0297. And we'd be more than happy to have you. We're still at the point of getting all those pages of our website. Wonderful work that Mukhtar Muhammad, time he invested in getting it done. WordPress.com is the manager of our website. I say manager, the electronic manager, but our person is dear sister named Aisha Whitaker Kareem. Aisha Whitaker Kareem. And so we are thankful to have her as we're having to go in and find the work, do the work, and then give it over to her to change it on the website. I share that with you because when you go to the website, you will see older information still there, but we're working on it. Just know that. Let's see. We've been noted that there are certain books that we want to pay attention to, and those books are those definitely that have been edited by Imam Ronald B. Shaheed. I don't have that information to contact, but I'm going to search for it now so I can tell you that. To give, let me search for Imam Ronald B. Shaheed information. Oh, one minute. And let's see here. And a few, let's see, okay. Imam Ronald B. Shaheed. Okay. Let's see here. He's of the mosque in Milwaukee. And there are many books. I want to get to his number here. I can see all the names of the books. Oh, praise be to Almighty God. Let's see. Get in contact with you. Can go to Amazon. Type in Ronald B. Shaheed, everyone. And that will get you there quicker, too. All right? Type in Ronald B. Shaheed and click on Amazon. It will take you there, too, very quickly. And you can begin to purchase those books that he has edited and more. And more. Praise be to Almighty God. Oh, 1 second. I'm going to go to a public service announcement, and we'll be right back, dear listeners. This is Martha Nyla Abdullah, and it's a pleasure having you here. Hold on there. Oh, okay, let's see here. Go to public service announcement.
Assalamu alaikum. That is the peace that only Almighty God can give be upon you, and that peace obligates us to keep the peace and promote the peace. I'm your host, Michael Hameen, of Not Just Talk on am360.org. Join us Thursday evening, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We look forward to you being with us, joining our guests from inside the Islamic community as well as outside, those men and women who are community builders. And also, periodically on Thursday evenings, we have open mic where you become our guest. So join us for more of not just talk, conversations related to community building. Again, assalamu alaikum.
All right, and we're back, dear listeners. This is Martha Naila Abdullah, and I'm thankful that you're here. And as we're going to ease out now, unless you have some comments you'd like to share, I always look forward to your email coming from cwsc.us. Give you more information on what's happening in the community. If there's anything that you know, of course, don't forget our dear brother Muhammad out of California with Sister Clara Muhammad School Sister Clara Muhammad STEM School.com now has a presentation hour that you can go to. After, I believe it's after hours. But I tuned in, I think it was last evening, and he had Imam Wali Ayu Bilal on, and it was a very good presentation. So, you know, if we want to connect with the other Blog Talk radios and the conference calls and the Zoom calls that so that we can connect the medium and we can participate. And that will show that we know that we're not the only ones with information, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed many of us. And this is how we form our togetherness, inshallah, God willing. We're showing our appreciation for what we have. None of us have it all. So we want to appreciate that, show that by extending ourselves with to others and with others of other Blog Talk arenas, such as New Day for Al-Islam, IWDM. There's another one, IWDM. I believe IWDM has a show that says Words Make People, and that's with Imam Mikhail Sahir. And then, of course, A Clear Understanding and with Imam Fahim Shu'aib. And then the World Ministries, Al-Islam World Ministries with Imam Yahya Abdullah, and many others. Conference calls, we're going through it all, inshallah. Mentioned Study Al-Islam already before. And then what can we say about the Muslim Journal? Now we want to perhaps end on that note besides the year Human Family Strategic Planning Initiative. I want to always keep that before you. Any questions about it, any contribution you want to make, we're putting that forth on almost on everything that we do now, and it will become more present in the Muslim Journal. Muslim Journal, the president being Imam Abdul Karim of New Jersey. We had a meeting the other night, and he made it very clear that we just become more, put more forth, more effort in making sure that the Muslim Journal is getting out there, that we believe in what in the way he's placing it. We believe in what we're doing, then we do want others to know about it. And the connections, that it matters not how much information is in the paper, and this Martha and I was speaking, if we're not sharing it. It may get into a few hands, but those who sold before, this is not to compare the two. This is not to compare and say get back into the same beat, but it's economics. It's a strategy of maintaining delivering the message, however we deliver it. But we know one message of concern in the paper is the better way to get it out, that to ones that we may never speak to again after we share the paper with them. but they will carry it on to someone else. If and should they read, as we pointed out, message of concern, message of concern, message of concern. So praise be to Almighty God for our due diligence, due find the time to support and strive to purchase for someone else. If you don't have, you have enough for yourself and for someone else, we say alhamdulillah. Or if you began to get where you get some students to assist you and you get the paper and let them make their own drive for it and you promote the paper at the same time, it's an incentive for the student. I know 1 year in Mississippi when we went to New Medina, my three of my grandchildren were there. And they saw they had no qualms about selling the older journals. All right? They sold out this brother had a host of Muslim journals that he wanted to share because the message is there. And those students, they took those papers and they sold them like nobody's business and they made their money. He paid them for doing it. And at the same time, when we went in Miami at the Sister Clara Muhammad School, and we're going to speak on that as well, don't forget to 150. If you're on the mailing list, alhamdulillah. If you're not, send a note to CWSC by info@cwsc.us, and we will definitely get that information to you. Or if you know how to connect with Imam Adam Baya directly, he can get that information to you by you submitting your email to him. All right. Okay? And they meet on Monday nights at 8 p.m. on the conference call line. Again, in Miami at Sister Clara Muhammad School in Miami, my granddaughter, the school was having a fundraiser. And they had school chains, you know, the keychains to sell. Well, they had this box full of keychains. They handed them to my granddaughter. She went outside. She come back a few minutes later, and they were looking at her like, you sold all of those? She came back for more. So the point being is our children will help when we so show the need and show them appreciation for what they have. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed abilities in them that we haven't tapped into. So selling may be some of their capabilities that they look forward to doing, and they have no problem with going up to someone and asking, inspiringly asking for them to partake of that particular paper or whatever fundraiser item we're using. And we're not putting them out there just to make the sale, but the information, the reason, the legacy that goes along with the Muslim journal, the history. This paper has been here. If you believe in communication, and this is how we have to inform our children so that they're not pawns, but they are intelligent individuals sharing information beyond the pages of those papers, inshallah, God willing. I mean, it is, I can't say enough. So I'm thankful that Professor Aisha Mustafa has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed her to be there and to transfer the presidency over to someone who has the love and the love for the life of the Muslim Journal and its history, and then building a staff, a team that is promoting it and partaking in it as well, inshallah. So I'll stop right there, everyone. Inshallah, this is CWSC Community Buzz, and the question is, have you heard? Oh, I guess I can't stop because I haven't mentioned time to be grateful. There's so much. There's just so much, but it's a blessing to have something going on, right? So a time to be grateful, December, the weekend, the second weekend of the month. It starts that Thursday of the second week of December. So and because of the activities that are being coordinated, you want to participate, it's going to be in New Jersey, up where the Muslim Journal is now, the headquarters, where the president is. So, inshallah, you look to make that journey to, it's just on the East Coast, and it's just going up to the tri-state area. Go up there and enjoy and partake in a time to be grateful. If you can't make it, Zoom something in or send something in before you. Send congratulatory letters to those who are functioning as conventions throughout the country, to the DNA, and to other functions that are going on. Take up the habit of congratulating one another, inshallah. Just show our love, and that will unite us. All right? Alhamdulillah. I'm saying alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Thank Allah for you and for your listening to us tonight here on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation. And when we have our fundraiser in December, please tell all. And we look forward to your coming on, coming and giving your contribution by making statements of what you like, of what you have learned from being here on American Muslim 360, and what you've learned about CWSC and its overall mission. And we put out there, remake the world. And in order to do that, we have to have strategies, and we have to have plans. And that's why we have the 50-year Human Family Strategic Planning Initiative. And that's broad enough for everyone to partake or participate in. All right? All right. Let's see if we have any comments from anyone. Should I have missed anything, press 1 on your phone. We want to give you the opportunity to share and to keep us abreast as to other things. We know a lot is happening. We know the young progressive individuals are progressive. We know the Islamic Learning Institute, you heard that, Anissa Dewan and Nadia Ahmed and others that are, and Imam Hatem Hamidullah. There's so many that are participating in that. And don't forget MALI, the Muslim American Logic Institute, with Imam Salim Mukman and his efforts in Ghana for the education center there, the efforts. And all of the other the Arabic instructors that are giving of their time, Imam Instructor Benjamin Bilal with a, I'm sure you know of Instructor Benjamin Bilal and his efforts to educate us on the Nunetics. So I'm just appreciating it all. I'm thankful to be here with CWSC so that we can cause this networking to happen. All right? All right. Let's join forces. Keep our autonomous selves active, operating, but just know that the alliances that the imam spoke about, that's all that we're trying to do. We're working on doing. I won't say trying. We're working at doing to make it happen, inshallah. All right, with that, I'm going to close out, everyone. Let's see you again. I didn't see any hands up. Oh, yes, we do. Okay. My dear sister and tomorrow, of course, I end with saying who's coming on tomorrow. Assalamu alaikum. Deprita Hadi, Abdul Hadi.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you so kindly, Martha Naila Abdullah. And, yes, this is Deprita Abdul Hadi calling from Flint, Michigan. And hugs and love to everyone. And you know how Allah really blessed me this evening, girl. It has been an evening, and I know you know all about it, and everybody else do. Hugs and love to everyone. But let me tell you, I'm like, oh my goodness, I missed the program. And then my mind said, well, call, and Allah put on my mind, well, call in anyway. And just to see, because it surely was my intention. But girl, you know how things can just come up on you and get to piling up. But I'm doing the line. I did catch it for a quick moment. Briefly, the DNA Muslim Convention, what are they saying about registering or something? Did you mention something of that nature? Registering for the
I did not mention how to register, but I know that they are having the convention, and we're sending a letter. We're sending a letter to them to congratulate them on having the convention.
Okay.
They're in Eastern Michigan.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I'm going to get a little bit more about that, and hopefully I might be able to, you know, just at least one of the days, I'd like to go down there during Juma if I can, to find out how it is to register, just to go and make a present. And I will certainly be, you know, mentioning CWSC and the intelligence, and especially MCNRD for sure, you know. But that's what I'm hoping to be able to do. So I'll look a little bit more into that and see where, you know, what it is to register and everything. But thank you so kindly.
Okay. Well, thank you. And definitely the materials, since you will be present, the materials that you will need, inshallah, we definitely will look forward to connecting with you. All right?
Yes, ma'am. I look forward to it. Assalamu alaikum.
All right. Alaikum assalam. Praise be to Almighty God, everyone. So now, the last of it all is that we are looking forward to you joining us tomorrow morning. That was Depreeta Abdul Hadi, who comes on 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the end of the day, keeping us aligned with the attributes of Allah. I say the Husna Isma, as we remember the good name. We say the good, but those names that bring life to us, that let us know how we can stay connected with the Creator. And then before that, at 7 a.m., first thing in the morning, Imam Kareem Hamid gets up and is there for us and with us to bring, open our minds and have us our arteries and our veins and arteries open and so that we can be energized and then think, become thinkers as we hear Imam Warsteen Muhammad Rahim Allahu Alayh, his commentary, and then we put ourselves into it and see. I write down, I write plans, and I see the connection, and I align it with my goals. And whatever that is, then the Imam is just reemphasizing what needs to be done. If I'm missing anything, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses me to hear something that maybe I need to tie into what I've established as my goals. So alhamdulillah, I come with that intent to learn and to contribute to how you're implementing it in your life as you hear 7 a.m. to 10 a.m., inshallah, for evolution of revolutionary thought and created purpose. And then next after that is Imam Delaysi Umar Phillips, as he comes on with preparing to make it in the land of plenty and the connection with his recurring guest, Professor Rabbani Muhammad. And then his engineer and contributor is Imam Michael Hanin. And that is the three of them, I tell you, preparing to make it in the land of plenty. You really love to just sit back and listen. I praise be to Allah. But enjoy it all. This is the contribution made from CWSC Intelligencer, flagship Intelligencer, American Muslim 360. CEO Latifa Hanin and all of the hosts that make up American Muslim 360. And their hard work. Thank you, dear listeners. Did we feel the trial of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or however it came through? It was definitely a trial last week, starting Saturday morning on through Tuesday morning. We could not get on as we wanted to. We had to make shift on Saturday and Sunday, and then come Monday, there was absolutely nothing we could do around the country using Blog Talk. But it became accessible on Tuesday evening. So we actually Tuesday afternoon, but Tuesday evening our host was ready and it was ready. So praise be to Allah for all the favors. And for that, we've got to be thankful, right? We have got to be thankful. So we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for you and your being here. And we're going to go out with our music. Thank you and love you all. And thank you, Depreeta. Alhamdulillah. So we've got to be thankful. Do you think you'll be left alone? Do mankind think we'll be left alone with saying we believe? No, we won't. Slow moving, everyone. Let's see. This is going to come through. Okay, I'm going to call on the assistance of Hey, ma'am, Kareem Hamid. Oh, there it is. Learn as I did. Thank you, hey, ma'am. I know you did.
Early in the morning, sailing in France, Devon's fresh brewed coffee as I stumble down the stairs, tiptoe by the bedroom where my children sleep. 25 years later, I still pray my Lord their souls can keep. Grab my keys, grab my hat, and I head on out the door. Crank up my old pickup truck, get off the work I go. But I gotta be alright,
gotta be alright,
the best that I can. Try and make a difference, cause that's just who I am. I've gotta be strong,
gotta be strong,
and let a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But you gotta be thankful,
gotta be thankful,
gotta be grateful for my life and all the things he's given me that make my life my life. For the warm rays of sunshine, stars that light the night, friends I've left forever, and my children and my wife. Now there's a little boy who lives down the street who wants to grow to be a man, but life is rough and the streets are tough, and he tries to understand. He say, "Mister, can you help me? Can you lend a helping hand? Tell me why the life's so rough. Can you help me understand?" Well, I think about the days gone by and I think my daddy said, and the wisdom that he shared with me still lingers in my head. He said, "You gotta be alright, you gotta do the best that you can. Try and make a difference in any way you can. You gotta be strong,
gotta be strong,
and lend a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But you gotta be thankful,
gotta be thankful,
you gotta be grateful for your life and all the things he's given you that makes your life your life. For the warm rays of sunshine and the stars that light the night, and friends that last forever, and your children and your wife." Back to Columbus, and I sing the day's last prayer, asking for his blessing for people everywhere, and our sons and daughters who fight in foreign lands, trying to make a difference for their family. But they gotta be alright, they gotta do the best that they can. Try to make a difference any way they can. They've got to be strong,
gotta be strong,
and lend a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But they gotta be thankful, they gotta be grateful for their lives and all the things he's given them that make their life. For the warm rays of sunshine and the stars that light the night, and friends that last forever, and their children and their wives. Yeah, they gotta be thankful,
So all the things that Almighty God has blessed us with, you all. Before you leave, I want to at least acknowledge my dear friend, Risa Hunter. You all have heard her years back when the Young Minds were on. Let me let her give the greetings to everyone.
Assalamu alaikum, everyone.
All right. God peace be upon y'all. And we say have a good evening. You know I'm happy, right? Okay. God bless y'all.